Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another episode of the Pod Daddy, man. Very happy again, man. Like always, always got a good guest for y'all. This week, I got my homegirl with me, man, Miss Charmaine, yo. From right here in Columbia. That's where you from Columbia originally,
from Columbia.
Right?
Columbia. Hey, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in here.
What's up? So you want to give them like your social media, anything?
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram as Charmaine the God. Everything is spelled exact. Charmaine the God. And my Facebook is Charmaine McKinley. All my other stuff got deleted, so we can start there.
Word up. And you said that you have a beauty studio.
Right. I have a beauty studio. It's called The Beauty Studio. It's located at 919 True Street, Suite B5. You know, if you need like your wig done or sew-in or a blowout, you know, hit me up. Oh, and you can book me at www.styleseek.com/themainchick.
The main
with no
chick.
K.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. All right, so you already know me. This your boy Ramon, a.k.a. the Pod Daddy-O. Shout out to everybody that been rocking with me. I hear all the things that y'all say. So this episode, I'm going to be motherfucking quiet, and I'm going to let the guests talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let you
I
get your
lot
shit
to say.
Off. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, I thank y'all for everybody that listen, everybody that tune in. We're going to get into this positive moment. Make sure y'all follow me at Ramon LOL. Also, wait. Before we get too deep into this, November 2nd, local elections is coming up. And make sure y'all voting, man. We're going to be able to vote for our city council members, our mayors, and all of that. So, like, if you live in a hood and you got mad potholes, or if you live somewhere, you know, where the garbage doesn't come, you know what I'm saying, don't pick up your garbage right. The garbage may not put your shit back the right way. That's all local government. That's all stuff that city council deals with. If you trying to, if you got a business and you can't get your permits and you can't get all of that stuff, that's all local government. You know what I'm saying? You got to have people in your seats that know who you are, or know the struggles that you're going through. So all y'all that got businesses and all of that stuff, y'all need to be voting because y'all missing out on putting people in the right places to get y'all what y'all want. So November 2nd, local elections, make sure y'all voting. Now let's get to the show. All right, so this week a positive moment comes from Maya Angelou. And it's a quote that I thought was kind of cool. It's, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but never forget how you made them feel." That's fire to me.
Right.
Because energy travels, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people heard about you before you said a word. Or people, you know what I mean? People felt your presence before you even said something, you know? So you always gotta be mindful of how you make people feel. You ever been through some shit like that, yeah?
Right, I have every day because energy is everything. And every encounter, you just want to be mindful that you're going into it with good energy. You never know what a person is going through or what just transpired before y'all encounter. So it's always good to just stay positive and just put your best foot forward. You just don't know what little thing you do might affect somebody in a good way.
And you're a hairstylist, so you do a lot of, like, just little small talk and shop
hands
talk,
on.
You know what I'm saying?
You literally, like, transferring energy when you, like, in somebody's head at the top of their body. You know, you have to be mindful that you're speaking positively while you're doing their hair and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to make sure that you have good vibes when you're touching people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. I never really thought about the vibe of the person. I mean, I love to show that to my hair. That's my dog, you feel me? But I never really thought about that. Except for when I had locks, I was real particular. Like, oh, I don't want anybody in my hair, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just from a base standpoint, yeah. And then for you, just, I'm sure sometimes people might not remember. They might fall asleep or all of that, you know what I'm saying?
All of that.
But then they wake up and they could tell somebody, hey, yo, Charmaine, when she did my hair, I felt good.
Or just the conversation that takes place. It's not a cliche when they say that, like, a stylist or a barber is like a therapist, you know, because it's a safe space. It's an intimate space. And a lot of times when a woman or a person is going to a stylist, they're going to them at their most vulnerable point. Their hair is toe up. It need to be done. It need to be washed. Mm. You know, so it's kind of like a level of trust and vulnerability that the person kind of got to have with you immediately. So you don't want to take it for granted. And you want them to come back, so got to be intentional with your energy.
That's what's up. Yeah, I really like that. I never thought about that. I really like that, though.
Yeah.
So, let's jump into the pod. Y'all hope y'all enjoyed that.
Let's do it.
Let's get it. All right, so last pod, it was me, my man Chef G, and Producer Dev. Got Producer Dev in here with me. He always here. So we started to kind of talk about Nicki Minaj a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, yo, she's married to a rapist.
Right, she is.
So, like, from, like, I just want to know, like, from a female perspective, like, are y'all canceling her? Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
I'm going to be honest with you. The only, I have a love-hate relationship with cancel culture because people should be held accountable, but people also deserve grace because we're all human. You know what I'm saying? And as a woman, if any women are listening, you know that sometimes in a relationship, you accept things that you know is not normal. And sometimes people see things that you don't see from the outside looking in. But once it's over and done with, you gain a lot of insight. So for that reason, I wouldn't cancel her. However, at the same token, she's gotten that as far as she has because she should have some sense. Mm-hmm. And he seems like a liability as far as business goes. And I feel like any relationship you get in, you should weigh your risks. And I don't feel like she weighed that properly.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I wouldn't cancel her, but she definitely needs some, like, repercussions.
I definitely agree with you. Like, she seemed like she made good decisions. So, like, that kind of shocked me. And then, like, to hear, like, I don't know if you've seen Shorty that he supposedly raped or whatever. Like, she's saying that they be trying to, like, send her money. Like, yo, don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Take that shit back type vibe. Like, that's a lot, yo. Especially, well, you know, y'all be going, you know, we gonna touch on all of this shit. Y'all go through so much stuff. Then for a woman to go to another woman, I don't want to get in women.
It's speculation, though, because it's been different variations of things she said. One minute she said she did this, and one minute she said she didn't do that. Mm-hmm. One minute she was quiet. You know, this happened almost 30 years ago. Nicki Minaj has been famous for a little while, and they've been together for a little while.
Yeah.
So, not to negate her experience, we also just want to be mindful that of a motive. Yeah. Not saying she has one, but just to be objective, you know what I'm saying? And I'll speak from personal experience. You know, as a young person, I've, like, had situations happen where I felt like, okay, the person didn't quite respect my boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't necessarily speak up for myself at that time. However, you know, time has passed. I don't necessarily feel like, I mean, I've dealt with it. I wouldn't, like, try and go after them for, like, notoriety or finances or anything like that. You know, but if she was, like, really a victim, that's different. But part of me feels like, you know, if you have been on, like, this train for a long time and then you're saying you're, like, what exactly? Is it for healing? Is it for clout? Is it for money? Like, what's the reason behind it? You just never know.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know.
Yeah, you know, people do stuff for some weird intentions. That's definitely a fact.
You know, and niggas is weird, too.
For a fact, you know. But see, also, you know, like you were saying, like, you never know people what people are doing. A lot of niggas kind of lose out from allegations and shit like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a large part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I know somebody personally that kind of, like, you know, went through it with a group of our friends, you know what I mean? Because one of the homies that we, a girl that we mutually knew said that he did something inappropriate, you know what I mean? So, like, sometimes, you know, like, allegations are fuck, even if it's not, like, financial, just in your friend group, you kind of go through that, you know what I'm saying?
And then you want to be careful once the allegations come. If people think you're aligning with a predator, you know, you lose your credibility. You know, and so it's like a fine line between just being fair, objective, and then considering the facts. You know, it's just really fine line with that. As far as, like, with Nicki Minaj is concerned, me personally, just with her status alone, it's just not a good business decision to align yourself.
With even if it's like not true. Right?
Even if it's other layers to it that we don't know about, or, you know what I'm saying, they were young, they were dating, whatever the circumstance was, it's just not a smart. Just like a team might cut a player because he did this or that. it's just you can't represent my brand in that way. And
I understand. Can't even go to same places right. she could go.
He can't. He and really being around their son is kind of problematic too. You yeah. know, so I'm sure she had to go through like some red tape with that. But I mean, just for that alone, I think that she just made a bad decision as far as, and you could be understanding as, you know, I'm a very understanding person too, but you got to kind of draw a line with the risk. If the risk isn't worth the reward, then you got to say, fuck it. He ain't even worth all of that.
But so let me ask you this though. Nikki said that she was like 16 when she started dating homie, right? Mm-hmm. And homie was like 21. So is Nikki like a victim?
Well, I like to stay away from the word victim, me personally, because it, I feel like it takes away my choice to get through and over a situation. So me personally, I don't like the word victim. However, you know, when you're a 16, you know, between that age, 14, 16, I'll even say 12 now in 2021, you know, back then I would maybe say around, you know, between 14 and 18 as a female. You know what I'm saying? You like older guys. Yeah. I'm not saying
you was fucking with old. You was fucking with them. I old like older niggas.
Guys. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it wasn't man. No.
You had the old head picking you up from school.
Bitches need to be real with themselves. No, I got my first car when I was 15, so I always had a car, which kind of also kind of set me up for seeming older and more mature than I was. So I was able to kind of mingle with niggas that was 21 and 19 because I was driving to college parties. You know what I'm saying? My friends was older.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a different type of situation.
Okay.
I didn't feel like a victim. I felt like, you know, hot shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So but it's that a shit fine ain't line.
Right, though.
It's not. Technically, it's not right. Technically, it's not right. But it's different to me when you're a predator and when you're just a manipulator.
Okay.
So a lot of men sometimes are just manipulated by nature. That doesn't make them a predator per se. Yeah. If I'm 16 and I date a guy who's 19, he about to be 20 on his birthday. I'm about to be 17 on my birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, technically it's wrong, but, you know, but they got 16 and pregnant. 16 and pregnant is a show.
But that so nigga's not a weirdo, kid. Though. They could be a weirdo. Can't bag no night. Why, you know what I'm saying? What you doing with shit like that? You ain't getting, you know what I'm saying?
You could.
Like, why you, I mean, like, I don't know. I always look down on that cat.
He's questionable. He's questionable, certainly.
You know what I mean?
But it's the reality of the world we live in. And it's like I said, it's like a fine line between, like, I was just thinking about it earlier, like, things that we slide under the rug and then, like, the thing that's, like, a part of our culture.
Yeah. Because, like, right now, the dude on Facebook, right? He 46. He married his goddaughter.
Right.
All right. So that's creepy.
That's creepy.
Because it was his goddaughter.
His goddaughter.
But it's not creepy because of the age.
It's not creepy because of the age to me, specifically.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't speak for everybody.
Because, see, right now, it's a stripper in Arkansas that is 18. Some trucker walked in there, bagged her, and she ain't looked back since. She's been married for, you know what I'm saying, 10 years now.
It's the times, too, because back in our grandparents' day, you could get married at 15, 16, you know what I'm saying? People wouldn't blink an eye. It's a new day and age now, so people are, like, wanting to hold you to a certain level of accountability that wasn't necessarily the standard back then.
Yeah.
You know, so I was born in 93, so I'm kind of on that fine line between, like, okay, you're a weirdo, and bitches, young lady, excuse me, you know what I'm saying, they like older dudes.
Damn, you was born in
93?
93. Damn, so hold up.
I'm 28.
Damn, man, I might be talking about my damn self.
I mean,
but
you got a bias, though, because you have a daughter, so you're going to subconsciously want to hold yourself to the utmost standard, because you don't want nobody to
But see, you got a son, daughter. Too. So you got, I do. So your little man, 19, and he walk in there, like, yeah, mom, this my girl. You like, oh, yeah, how old is she? She like, yeah, I'm a sophomore. You're not going to be like, son, what are you doing?
I'm going to tell my son, you on a slippery slope, boy. You on a slippery slope. That's the only thing I can tell him, you know. I mean, but again, now if my son was that age and he was dating, I wouldn't look at him as a predator. That's my young son. He's dating.
Yeah.
These are the people that's in his club. They're at his school. They're at his games. They're in his peer group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if he was going to an elementary school or something like that.
That's weirdo. Weirdo.
That's a whole nother type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a fine line with that. Because like in my sophomore year, I went to senior prom and I went to junior prom. Yeah. My freshman year, all the seniors was on me.
Yeah.
They was all on me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you don't have, like, a certain amount of awareness, you know, you're just going to partake in everything that's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, fine line.
I mean, I feel you.
It's a fine line, really.
It is a fine line, but also, like, nah.
It's one of those things you want people to be stern about.
Yeah.
But if they're
but
just
you
not.
Can't be stern about it.
Because it's no, a lot of things just aren't black and white. That's just not life. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So shit, like, so you said that you've been through, you know what I mean, dating older niggas mm-hmm. and all of that shit. Mm-hmm. You ever been in some awkward shit? Because I grew up in the, we came up in the train era.
Right.
Where niggas was awesome. We grew up in some wild times.
For the record, I've never had a train ran on me.
No, I'm not saying that you did.
I know. I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there.
I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
But niggas was trying it, though. Mm. I can't, like, you know what I'm saying?
This what we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. We going to be, we about to be open and honest.
Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, we grew up in the train era.
Right.
Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done been in some shit where, like, you know, damn, niggas shouldn't have did that one. You know what I mean? So, I understand
that. She probably felt the same thing 2 days later.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I guess I want to know. Have you ever been in some awkward shit first?
Okay. Let me say this. I've never been in a situation like that. However, it's like, again, where those things, it's not black and white. If the woman feels like she wants to participate and she doesn't feel like it's degrading her, then that's her choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some women are excited by that sort of thing. Some women are repulsed by that sort of thing. Neither is wrong, neither is right. As long as when you're done, you don't feel like someone violated you, that's really kind of what's most important.
What's that?
I can say that as far as feeling like someone might have violated me, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even let me just say this. Let me just give you some context. Let me give you the whole situation. I'm at a park, right, with my friends. And we met these dudes there.
Mm-hmm. At the park.
Okay. I was young at the time, you know what I'm saying? You know, you stay in your friend neighborhood. They got a neighborhood park. You walk up there. You know, y'all kicking it. It's nighttime.
I could dig it.
So we go up there.
Been there.
Yeah.
You know, and one of my friends leave with a guy. So it leaves me, another guy, and my other homegirl. My other homegirl, she's on the phone cake baking. So it leaves basically me and the guy. But us three are there. But he's cute. I'm feeling his energy. He's cool or whatever. So we're making out. You know, I'm saying we like young. So it wasn't like full on anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're making out. You know, we hanging out. He cute. You know, he looked like Soulja Boy when Soulja Boy looked good at the time. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right.
Boy, had the long tee on. Boy, the
with
long
tee.
With the headband, too.
Yeah. He had the headband, too.
Okay.
So, I was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, under any normal circumstance, it's somebody I would be interested in. Is why I say that. And, but, you know, when we was about to leave and go our separate ways, and I was like, okay, you could just drop me off right at her house, which is not even a minute away. And like I said, we were making out, but like as soon as we started making out, and I was like, all right, well, you playing, you know, I'm finna go. Let me get in the car. I get in the car, and he pushed me down in the back seat. He's holding me down, you know what I'm saying? Not to get too detailed about it, but long story short, you know, it didn't go full on, but only because I was like, my period on. That was just like my instinct kicking in. I just said anything.
Yeah.
And that was enough to stop him at the time. But I wonder if I had said that, you know, how far I would have went. But that's a fine line because it's like, oh, well, you feeling him, you kissing, you know what I'm saying? So for a long time, I didn't mention it.
But that don't give a nigga the right to do.
No, it doesn't. I agree with you, it doesn't. But when it happens to you, you're thinking, like, niggas is going to be like, okay, all right, girl. You know, right.
Yeah,
females, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I mean, after it happened, I told him that's what I feel. It's not a secret. I told him exactly. I was like, damn, nigga, you like he was going to rape me or something. You know what I'm saying? He kind of played it off or whatever. Oh, no, girl. You know, he downplayed it. But it is what it is. You know, it happened. But, again, it's one of those things where, like, as a female, you know how you tell your daughter, don't go to nobody's room late at night because it's presumptuous.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't give a person a right to do anything, but you don't want to set the scene for that.
But see,
that.
All
right,
so
you
that...
You were raised by some old-ass people.
You think?
I want to stay right there. I want to stay right there because it's like, I feel like you should be able to go somewhere.
You should be, again, you're idealistic. Not realistic.
Nah, but see, I'm also a nigga that done been in my situations.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I'm not a nigga that don't get pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I done been in situations where, like, okay, boom, this is what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it ain't no, you not getting that. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
that's not what it's always about. It's
I
not
know
your
that.
Access to it. It's the fact sometimes you can have so much access, and the moment somebody gives you some resistance, you not feeling that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. I've had so much access that I've also been met with resistance.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I've been met with both. You feel
right.
me? So, like, I don't know. To me, it's just, like, ideally. I don't understand why ideally you can't just, you know what I mean? Like,
you shouldn't understand.
Humans, yeah.
Let's just
like,
say that's a
like
great thing he doesn't
human.
Understand. You
yeah.
don't want to understand that because it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You should not. You should be the type of person, just like you should be the type of person, if somebody say, hey, you know, I'm about to run to the bathroom right quick, watch my dog or something, and then a normal person might be like, okay, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just standing here for 5 minutes anyway. Come on, watch the dog. It's nothing. But another person might steal it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just like, depending on the individual, you know, it should be a lot of things, but it's not. It's just never really that way.
Oh, man, damn.
I hate to be cynical, but that's just the world that we live in. It's best to just be prepared for what's going on. So it's hard to like be have a hard stance on anything because a lot of shit be going on.
Yeah. But see, I also feel like okay, so you got fucking Amber Rose doing like all the slut walk shit and all of that shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, and then you got all the feminist movement. We got all of these movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, when is the education and understanding movement going to come? Just, like, everybody is like, oh, everybody got the right to be this. Everybody got the right to be that. But don't nobody say, oh.
We got
well,
the right to be
just
informed.
To be informed and know, and then be like, I don't know. I just feel like it's too much, motherfucker. People just be running around like they don't know, so they treat people stuck. They treat people a certain way because they don't know. It's like a nigga don't get enough pussy, so you end up in a room with a girl, and you just think in this situation it's supposed to be some pussy giving up, and the girl don't really know how to say no too much, you know.
I know
but
how
as
to
a
say
dude,
no.
But so look, so as a dude, right?
Yeah.
You raised to chase and to pursue and to do all of
conquer.
These things, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So, and even when you talk to women about sex. A woman gonna talk to you like, oh, I don't want no man that's fucking timid in the bedroom. I want you to come in there and take control.
Mm-hmm.
And da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't think we give enough. We educate our partners enough, or even on the first date, people. You know what I'm saying? We don't say enough
right.
to prevent those situations from happening. Because I'm not like that, you know what I'm saying? But I know some niggas that's like that, you know what I'm saying? That's just like, oh, don't, a woman just, you know what I'm saying? Say you get it in the room, da 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 da. Like,
mm-hmm.
she might
entitled.
Say no, but she don't mean no, da da da. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, them type of niggas exist, you know what I mean?
That's, okay, so I'm gonna break the whole thing down. First of all, that's a sign of immaturity because that's a person who can't read a room. So it
doesn't.
How could
you say
matter.
That about that person, but be understanding about the nigga
well,
that did whatever to you?
I'm not saying I understand. I understand it because I comprehend human behavior. Do I agree with it? Would I want anybody else to do it? No, absolutely not. I
yeah.
understand that if you get mad at somebody, you might want to kill them and murder them, but mm-hmm. doesn't mean I'm going to do it. No.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I, as far as my understanding goes with that, I don't sympathize with him at all, and I certainly wish I would have handled the situation differently back then as far as holding him accountable. But as far as, like, what you were talking about, again, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, like you said, Amber Rose, she's got the slut walk. She's, it's a, like, my thing is, I was thinking about this the other day. Sometimes when you're calling yourself empowered, and you're doing everything that you think you want to do, it still makes you easy to exploit.
Yeah,
it's just no way around it. Even you could be like, oh, I should be able to walk outside butt naked and nobody rape me. You should be able to. But we all know that's not a good idea because it's predators out there and anything could happen.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you got to believe in both.
All right, but it got to be stuff within reason. You should be able to go to somebody's house and kick it.
You should
and
be able
not
to.
Expect, right. You know what I'm saying? You be able to go to somebody's house, mm-hmm. kick it, and walk out of there yeah. without ever feeling like,
something
oh, this was
you.
Some weird shit.
Yeah.
That's very true, fam, but... She definitely got a point because, like, you even see, like, even in, like, a rape case, what's the defense going to do? They're going to make it seem like it was her fault.
Like, mm-hmm. she wanted
what
it.
She wore.
You wanted that. You went in there knowing what was about to happen and shit like that. So it's like...
I mean, yeah, that's true.
As a female, you
like
gotta think for, you know how they say when you drive, you gotta drive for the other person? As a female, sometimes you gotta think for the other sex. So even I think about lesbians who are just naturally like maybe studs, and you might meet a man who, she might be like, oh, I'm a lesbian. Then they automatically start, oh, yeah, I like that. You know, start getting horny. Now her natural being is being like objectified.
Yeah.
What can she do about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really much she can do about that except just... not being around people who do that.
Yeah. Because I definitely done seen some niggas fucking say some weird shit to a stud.
Yeah.
Like nigga, hold up, bro. She,
right.
Like, come on, bro. She,
right.
Bro, she is not into
right.
like, for
she's
real,
clearly
bro.
Not into
like,
what you
on,
doing.
Man. Leave that
right.
shit alone.
But,
that's a fact.
You know, I think that's niggas like y'all
is,
men.
Niggas is so animalistic. So what you gonna do? You raising a little nigga. What you
right.
gonna do? What you doing to combat that?
You know what? I just talked to my son. Just like I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Even at 8, I just try to keep an honest dialogue with him, and we going through this at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I never raised a son. He never had a mama.
Yeah,
so,
that's a fact. Is Pop around and he be helping and shit?
He around.
Yeah,
he do
yeah.
his part. You know, it's been a road.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it be like that sometimes.
No,
but we finally done got to like some even ground, so I appreciate that. But, what I'm doing to combat that is, like I said, I'm just being very present. I try to be what I wanted from my childhood. So we spend a lot of alone time. We go to picnics. We do amusement parks. You know what I'm saying? We spend a lot of alone time. He tell me his secrets. Like, that's how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very close to him.
Like,
so.
He said, hey, Ma, that's a secret.
Yeah,
and
don't
tell
nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm your mama. Who I'm going to tell?
Uh-huh.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
He...
So I mean, I work very hard at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Word up. Yeah, I got a daughter, so you right. I do think about it differently, especially me being a dude. It's
right.
like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But also, I don't think about it from the perspective of I don't want her to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I want her to live. I just want her to be strong enough to make her decisions on her own. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happens, I just want it to be like, yo, I'm in this room. Because you hear so many, like, I don't know, like, and then even for me, like, I hit so many, I don't mean to say it, like, let me rephrase.
Right.
I had so many things,
experiences,
right, with women, simply off the strength of them being like, oh, I don't like sleeping alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Or, oh, come do this or did it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's just, oh, now we both in the same room and, you know what I mean? And now, you know what I mean?
It's
like, you know, and then it's just like, yo, I just really, I want my daughter to just be like, oh, whatever that shit happened, like, you know what I'm saying? When it happened, it's just like, oh, yeah, nigga, I did that. And I
right.
did that because I did that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care when it happened or
right.
how it's happening or what's going on. I don't care what sex she doing it with. I don't want it to be like, oh, me and all my friends was at a house. Everybody
then,
started fucking.
And I just
so I started
too.
Fucking too. And I'm like, nah, nigga, you need to be
well,
strong enough to
well
say no there.
That's my point that I would say that as a female, something that everybody that's a female should learn from an early age is boundaries. Learn how to enforce boundaries early. Learn how to just be able to stay on your ground early. And so that way, you know, they'll just give a person a level to treat you at. And even if you're doing something you think you want to be doing, it's still important, because sometimes when you're doing things you want to be doing, it's even easier to be taken advantage of because you enjoy doing it.
And see, I'm a toxic male in recovery. So I understand that there were times in which I was doing shit without even realizing I was doing it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, like just like the time shorties was really sticking by me, and I'm just like,
whatever,
bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, not, and I don't even talk like that no more to you know what I mean? You know, you gotta learn them lessons a little bit, you know what I mean? But it's just like, when you go through certain shit at some point in time, I like, I remember like feeling like cheating on somebody, right? I'm like, yo, if you cheat on somebody, that don't mean you don't love them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still love you. I just cheated on you. Like, that don't mean nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'll just fuck. Like, that don't mean nothing. But then I had to start thinking about it from the perspective of what the cheating did to the person. You know what I'm saying? And then you realize that it's not the fact that you cheating. It's the fact that you hurting somebody. And if you don't love people that you hurt, so that's where you fucking up at.
Well, let me say this. Cheating is overrated. Let me start with that.
Which means overrated?
Because everybody does it.
So,
but let me.
That's overrated in a good or a bad way?
It's overrated in a way that it's just popular, not in a good way. I guess in a bad way, essentially, but it's one of those things like, you know, when you get in your car and you don't put your seatbelt on. Everybody does it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. Everybody know we shouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible.
Okay.
Because we know people that die.
So, what,
from
you,
not having any
seatbelt, so what I'm saying is, so, when you get in your car right now, you don't put your seatbelt on?
I put my seatbelt straight on. But I didn't always do that, though, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
so it's,
okay,
it's sometimes
okay.
you in those phases.
Had to grow
it's
too.
An evolution.
You had to grow, too.
It's a process.
Exactly.
It's a process. But as far as, like, cheating goes, you know, and a lot of women, they don't want to admit it. They're like, oh, if you cheat on me, fuck you. But most, I would say 90% of women, after they get cheated on, they stay and they still fuck with the nigga and they still find reasons to fuck with the nigga.
Yeah.
Until one day they wake up and decide enough is enough.
But that's what I'm saying. As niggas, we got to realize.
Niggas that, too.
Yeah, but
they
as niggas.
They get cheated on
we,
too.
Yeah, yeah, but we got to, but as people, we got to realize that the cheating is just too, it's easy to do. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to do. I said, like earlier, I think I was listening, I was listening to fucking Charlamagne and them talk. I think it was that shit. And one of them niggas said, like, it ain't nothing like to be dealing with somebody and go fuck somebody else and get your rocks off and come back. Get that feeling off and come back. But it's harder to be with somebody and figure out daily and each and in and out how to keep recreating a good feeling with somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's harder to do.
Well,
but
that's where
what
the commitment
love.
Comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and the love and building.
That's why
love.
It takes more than love to be in a really serious, long relationship. That's why sometimes old people
too.
They get on each other's nerves. They don't like each other, but they committed to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
and
not
you
love.
Don't want the
it's,
love.
It's
the
not
love
it's
because
commitment.
The love comes
Damn,
and goes. The love
bit.
Comes and goes.
That's
you always gonna have love for them, but the love comes and goes, and you want somebody that's committed to you. I want somebody that, you know what I'm saying, even if I piss them off, they're still gonna make sure I eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or and even with the cheating, it's the type of thing because sometimes you look over the cheating. It's like you're weighing those risks. You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right, well, it is, you know, maybe we can get past it. And it's different for everybody, you know. I've definitely looked over it. But I want to say going into anything new that I just want to have a clean slate. And if they cheat on me, it's a sign that it's not that they don't love me. They don't love themselves.
Why though?
Well, because you're cheating because you're lacking something. You're lying.
No.
You're hiding.
No, I'm a toxic
here's the thing.
Man in recovery. Let me speak
the cheating comes
man.
From.
Wait,
here's
hold
the
up.
Cheating.
Let
you're
me
hiding. Let me tell you something though.
Right.
You're hiding. You're misholding facts. You're not giving a person the right to choose. Because if you was straight up and down with the situation, you would be straight up and down with the situation. But you're not.
But
you're using
is
games and trickery and tomfoolery
okay.
to get your way. And that shows that you're not a stand-up person. because cult leaders can make people kill themselves. So if you can't be real with what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing, then that's your problem. You're lacking something.
But some niggas are real with what they're doing and be like, hey, yo, baby, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do.
That's not cheating.
That is still cheating a little bit.
Not if she's going with it. If she going with it, and a nigga don't have to say, hey, baby, I'm cheating on you. If a nigga, if you catch a nigga fucking in your house and you stay with him, then you okay with it.
Yeah.
And he don't have to tell you nothing else.
All right, but okay, so what if, all right, but that's a fact, though. I mean, that's a fact.
He don't have to tell you nothing else. You have decided, you're not a victim anymore, you're a participant. So now you done crossed that line. Now we can't feel sorry for you no more. Now we don't have no cases like, oh, he doing you wrong, girl. No, he's not. He not doing you wrong no more. Now y'all just in an open relationship and you don't want to tell nobody.
But see, now you just motherfucking, you just going back and now you just making it seem like what's wrong. To me, I feel like something was wrong with the nigga.
I never said anything was wrong. I'm just saying what is. So if she or whoever decides to take part in that, then they just, that's their reality. You can't try and seek pity for something you're doing. It just don't work like that. You can be like, oh, people need to feel sorry for me. He's cheating on me, girl. He doing me bad. He had a baby on me. Okay, but you're still there. So what you want me to do about it?
I mean,
not my problem.
But see, the way you sound like a little bit like me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, but on a different perspective.
Because
like,
a nigga's only going to do what you
that's
allow.
Not a lot of women have reached that level of understanding. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking
just don't want people to know it. Because it's going to make them look like they tolerate anything. A girl is never going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep my nigga after he have a baby on me. They're never going to say it. But how many do we know that stay with their nigga after he have a baby on them? And everybody just treat them normal and fine. They sure do. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Or all kind of shit. Beat you up, bust your eye up, and they still there. And everybody treat them just fine.
But see, that's why I feel like from a society standpoint, we don't hold people accountable enough. That's what people, that is, because we got, that's accountability standards.
Somebody told me you can't expect more from other people than you don't from yourself. So if you give somebody else 30 days and they one day late and you call and blowing them up, okay. So what about yourself? It's got to be both ways. You're being a hypocrite if you want to hold someone accountable and you can't hold yourself accountable.
All right, but I feel like if you knew that there was going to be some repercussions from your actions, then you might go about them differently. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even motherfucking family, like, people around these people, you know what I'm saying? Like if a nigga busts one of my cousins in the face, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might, you know what I mean? I might have to go up over there.
Right.
You
do
feel
something.
Me? Like, we got to deal with that a little differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now also, if somebody cheating on one of my cousins, that's just relationship shit. That's between y'all.
You don't want to get involved.
And that's different. You know what I'm saying?
It's different.
As far as, like, you know, physical shit, then now we got to talk a little bit. You know what I mean? I got to go see about that, man. We got to figure out why that's happening.
See, that's your bias. You got a soft spot for cheating, but not physical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no. I feel like...
Because I get it, though, because certain things is not your business.
Because like you said, you might be accepting that. You know what I'm saying?
Because
at that point in time, like now, you know what I mean? Who going to do what?
Right.
You know what I mean? She either going to kill you, and then now I got to deal with the fact my cousin killed you.
Well, let me say this, too. I actually just recently lost a cousin to domestic violence.
So, goddamn
it. Yeah. On my son's birthday, actually, my one and only... Because it was me and him. My mama had me and my aunt had him.
A woman killed him.
He was in contrary, and this is why this came up, because it's the opposite. He was one of those type of guys that you have to stand up for him, because he'll let a woman walk all over him.
Yeah.
Mush him around, talk to him crazy in front of people.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to Monty's house, bust the windows out. He'll still deal with this woman because he was lacking something as far as boundaries. He couldn't cut her off.
I could dig it.
You know, and
the thing was,
she stabbed him. She stabbed him. And she said it was an accident. She said she was making a sandwich and he fell on the knife. I read the report. I can quote it. That's what she said. And, you know, so, again, boundaries. Everybody needs to learn at an early age.
Know when you can dip, know when to fold.
And when to say no. When to see that a situation isn't, you aren't happy, it's not feeling good for you, let it go.
Gotta get up out of
it. You can't keep making excuses.
Yeah.
For yourself or other people.
For anybody.
So yeah. I don't have tolerance for it. You can't be making excuses. You don't, I can't, if you want to be a participant, my sympathy can only go but so far.
Damn, man. We got to take a shot on that, man.
We got to take a shot on that.
Cheers. God damn, man. I ain't got no shot. You missed it.
But yeah, that's some real shit, though.
That is some real shit. Boundaries. I like that.
They're important.
So, maybe you're going to go ahead and do these random questions, man.
Okay.
We're going to do a couple of them now. So, okay. It's going to be the fun portion. You ready?
Yeah.
So, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
If I had a superpower, it would be mind control.
See, why? What would you do with that?
It would just take a lot of the effort out of the things that I want done. I could just be like, in my mind, do this, you know, transfer $18.7 million into my account, and boom, it's done.
So you would be a thief?
What happened?
You would be a thief?
It wouldn't be a thief because they're doing it.
Huh?
It's my superpower. No, so I don't know what to tell you. You asked me what it would be.
Would you be a villain or a hero?
I would be a villain.
Ooh.
I would be a villain. I have to be honest with myself and others.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I want to have fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to go. I want to do it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be the superhero. Everybody's calling me when they need some shit. Oh, my cat's in the tree. I don't have time for that. Uh-uh. Call me when it's a bank robbery, please. Diamond heist.
Yeah,
I'm there.
You want to go do
that? I'm with you on that. I ain't with all that other shit.
Okay, so what's your favorite meal to cook?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't cook frequently.
Okay.
But I can't cook because people in my family, if y'all listening, if y'all ever tune in, I'm going to tag y'all. You know, y'all be asking me to cook shit.
Yeah.
Okay, different things. But what I like to cook is, I don't know. What I like to cook? Breakfast. Grits and eggs.
Grits? Okay, what kind of grits though? Like are you like
butter,
making them grits?
Salt,
like,
with
for
cheese.
Real?
Yeah, no, not even cheese sometimes. Sometimes I don't even like cheese. Maybe like I'll tear a piece off the slice, just like a little bit and just like
a piece off the slice. A, yeah. You so hood, nigga. Eat that easy. I got the singles. I just tear a piece off,
yeah, just
drop
a piece.
That in there.
I mean, I don't need the whole thing.
Okay,
and
okay,
some eggs and
I seen somebody put on your post that making some lamb. You said you never made no lamb.
I never made no lamb. People be running out. I'm not making no damn lamb.
Why not?
Not tonight.
Okay. I'll be making lamb. I should.
How do you prepare your lamb?
How do I prepare mine?
Yeah.
A little pan sear on cast iron skillet.
All right. Mm-hmm. What do you season it with?
Herbs. A little herbs and garlic. Butter.
I'm right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do like lamb. Yeah, it's very tasty. It tastes, when it's cooked right, it tastes better than steak.
It's a little different.
I've had some African lamb and it was delicious.
Lamb.
It was in Atlanta. It was
fire.
Delicious, nice and thin. I never had it like that.
So, how about you tell me the worst date you ever been on?
Are y'all out there? Let me give y'all this right here. So some people know about it. So worst day ever. Okay, I went to this poetry night, right? And this dude.
Did the dude do poetry?
He didn't do the poetry. Okay. He was in there. Let me give you a look.
Okay,
he
I had to cut
there.
That
no, he was in there.
Right there.
I'm gonna give you a little context. He like 6'4", like black.
And tell the people how tall you are.
I'm like 5'5". Okay. You know. So, yeah. And he's super black. You know, he got dreadlocks or whatever. He looks like a cross between, like, Lil Wayne and, I don't know, somebody else I can't think of. But not how Lil Wayne look right now. Okay. But back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So you always had somebody when they was at their peak. Like, you had the Soulja Boy and Soulja Boy and Soulja Boy.
Right,
you had a Lil Wayne.
Exactly, It's a theme there. It's a theme there. So, okay. Anyway.
I got you.
So, I'm in there. He see me at the bar or whatever. He like, oh, yeah, nigga, I like your toenails or whatever. My polish or something. And my braids. So I was like, all right. You know, I got his number. We chit-chatted. Then, it's, you know, a couple weeks later, we end up on a date. He's like, late for the date, but I was bored. I wasn't doing shit. So I went. I met him at the bar. Mm-hmm. We chit-chatting. He's drunk quick. But I'm like, whatever, cool, you know, because, like, he kept forgetting my name. So I was like, whatever, he drunk. I mean, I was like, letting it go. I was bored. This is back in the day, y'all. Okay.
Let me just give it some clarity. No. Talking about boundaries. I see where you got them from.
They had to come in because, listen, so we're at the thing. We're drinking. Mm-hmm. So, I decide I'm going to go to another bar with him.
Okay.
So, I get in his car, leave my car at the first bar, we go to another bar. And like I said, he got, like, dreadlocks. They, like, almost his butt or whatever. So, he got them, like, pinned up in, like, a bun or something. We get to the second bar. We're sitting at a bar chit-chatting. He's got his bun. We're talking. Then, like, I see his bun, like, leaning a little bit. So, I was telling him, like, your bun is leaning a little bit. And, like, right when I said it, a gun fell out of his head onto the bar. Seriously, a gun fell out of his head onto the bar. And it's sitting there.
Yeah.
And the bartender, she's just like wiping around. And I'm sitting there, and he's sitting next to me. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's not doing anything with the gun. So I slide it in my purse.
Okay.
And I'm like, now I'm ready to go. Because I'm like, this is getting to be a lie. So I say, I'm ready to go. So we're walking out. And as we're walking out, he goes, niggas want to try me because I only got one leg. Now, I did not know he had one leg. I promise you.
So, wait, he was walking the whole time?
He was walking the entire time. Mind you, he like 6'4". He didn't have a limp or anything. No, I promise you. My mama can vouch for me because I called her in the parking lot after this happened.
So we're walking out.
I swiped the gun in my thing. I guess that was his explanation for walking in the club with the gun in his head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as we're walking some other girls are coming in. As we're walking out, he's like saying how fine the girls is and how sexy it is. So I'm like, well, damn, this nigga got one leg in here trying to pick up bitches on the way out. Like, he's tripping. And he got a gun in his hair. Oh, my God. So I get outside.
So he put the gun back in his hair?
The gun was in my purse still at this point.
Oh, okay.
So we're walking out into the parking lot. And now I'm having a meltdown. I get to the parking lot. I'm like, oh, my God, I need to get back to my car. My keys are in his car because I rode here with him, right? Yeah. And he goes, damn, the car is locked. I'm going to have to call my old lady to let us in. So I'm like, oh, now at this point I'm crying. I call my mama. I'm like, damn, mama, I need you to come pick me up or whatever. She's laughing at this point. Because she's like, that's what you get. You should stay your ass at home.
How old was you?
I was 25.
Oh, I was about to say.
I wasn't even like a super young person. That's the thing. But, you know, boundaries come in when they want. Yeah. But, yeah, so that was probably like the worst day of my life. And, it was terrible.
Wow.
It was terrible.
That is bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I've heard some bad dates, but that one had layers to it.
I literally didn't know he only had one leg. And that's not even a bad thing, but you want to know that going in. Right, and then it was the gun.
You want to know that going in.
Yeah, I want to know.
You just want to know that going in.
I would rather know it. We get in a foot chase.
Yeah.
Like, you only got one leg. I'm going to need to know you got a handicap.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm going to leave your ass.
This is a lot that transpired.
It was a lot that transpired, really, literally, yeah. And that's a true story. I got witnesses.
I'm just still confused at some fact that the gun fell out.
Everybody
just operated like, hey, it just happened.
I promise you, I thought the same thing. I said, damn.
Main Street bar.
Somewhere off Two Notch area. Somewhere in the area. I was thinking like that. The bartender literally, this is a glass right here. This Swisher packet. This the gun right here. She was just, and didn't say a word. No, and he didn't even move. At
that
point,
that don't have nothing to do with me.
But he didn't even move. He had like, it didn't come from his head. I'm thinking like, what's her? It didn't come from me.
I mean, but you know what? I'm surprised that he even let you go. Because at that point in time, you were supposed to be his down-ass bitch forever.
Absolutely not. I caught a ride with a stranger in the parking lot to my car, and that was the last time I spoke to him.
See, nah, you was never supposed to leave.
I left his ass. It was still... He had to call his old lady. So I was
What'd you do with the gun?
I gave him his gun back.
Okay. You
should have
kept that.
And then he didn't even lose the keys. He was so drunk, he forgot he gave the keys to his homeboy in the club. So...
You shouldn't have rolled back with him anyway.
Exactly. He was just fucked up. Drunk with one leg, that's a bad combo. Yeah. So
he never tipped over, though.
No, he didn't. He never had a limp or anything. Never even knew it.
Real OG. I wonder if you listen to this, bro. Shout out to you, fam.
Shout out to you. You know who you are. I won't call your name.
Shout out this one leg twine. She laughing. That nigga named Twine.
His name is not Twine. His name is not.
That nigga named Twine. Shout out to one leg Twine.
His name is Twine. No. But shout out to you. I appreciate you for that crazy memory of my life.
Word up.
It's your crazy ass.
So, I got two more random questions
for
you.
Okay, let's go.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
My favorite Disney movie. It's like kind of like a tie between Lion King and Snow White.
Oh, I love Lion King.
And Snow White. It's like a tie. I don't know. It depends on the day.
So if you were a character, what character would you be?
If I was in Lion King, I would probably be Timon.
Timon was dope.
He just had a good old time living his little life. You know what I'm saying? Having a good old time. Uh-huh. Just with his homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Just chilling.
Goodbye. On adventures, running from people, fighting people.
Okay, Timon. Okay.
Because I don't want to be like the fat person, but yeah.
Dumb. All right, so last one. If you were a spice, what spice would you be?
Let me be honest with you on that one. Wasn't really into the Spice Girls like that. Spice Girls wasn't really my thing.
No, not Spice Girls. A spice, like a cooking spice. Like,
sorry, y'all. I can't hear out of my left ear.
If you were a spice. If you were, like, anything that you put on food.
You know what? This is going to sound weird to y'all, but...
Don't say cinnamon.
Onion powder.
That's essential.
It goes on everything.
That's essential.
You need it.
You need some onion powder.
It would be
powder.
Either that or pepper. One of the two, but yeah, I would say onion powder first.
Onion powder is dope. That's because you need some onion powder.
You need it,
there.
Yeah. If you just only don't want salt and pepper all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Some people can't have salt, so.
For a fact.
Yeah. Well, definitely garlic powder, yeah.
Well, this has been a very fun podcast. How did
it's
you like
fun.
It?
It's been fun. It's been good. Everything's cool and nice. Yeah, I love it.
Word up, y'all. You're more than welcome. If you ever want to get your pod on, come through here. You can use the space. You
just might.
Do
never
your
know.
Thing, kid.
Right.
But yeah, yo, this is the Pod Daddy. I appreciate everybody rocking out.
Yep.
Don't forget, I got the adult prom coming up. I'm going to be doing the red carpet there. So yeah, check me out at the adult proms on the red carpet. It is sold out, but I'm going to be doing a podcast afterwards, so y'all can look forward to hearing the podcast.
Nobody asked me to the prom.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
Well, you know, there's always next prom.
Right.
But, yeah, y'all, so I do appreciate everybody that's rocking with me, y'all. Shout out to my boy Dev, producer Dev.
Shout out to Miss Charmaine.
I appreciate you so much
here.
For sitting with me,
Thank
y'all.
Thank you for having me.
Long time friend of mine, y'all. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me. This is the Pod Daddy. One.